The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chagigah has been dedicated in memory of Hacham Raful Muhaddeb ben Garaz and Marie Muhaddeb bat Jamile. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden Elyon. Amen. Dedicated by Dr. Isaac and Lily Muhaddeb. Hashem Yishmerem V'chayim. Amen. Daf Zayin. Today's daf is being dedicated in memory of Helfon ben Regina Malka. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Le'alu Nishmat HaNiftar Bekitzul Yamin Veshanim Ezra ben Tune Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden V'tihin Nishmato Tzura B'Sura Chaim. Amen. We begin today's daf on Vav Amud Bet, and we are right on the bottom line. Tenan Hatam, we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Pe'ah, Elu Devarim She'en Lahem Shi'ur. The following items are mitzvot that do not have a shi'ur. They do not have a measurement. They don't have a set given shi'ur from the Torah. Ha'pe'ah, we know this mitzvah that the farmer has to leave the corners of his field for the aniyim. According to the Torah law, he can even leave one stalk for the aniyim, and that's enough. However, the Hachamim put a shi'ur that it has to be at least 1/60th of the produce of the field. Lo nitna bo Torah shi'ur. Right, the Torah did not give it a shi'ur. Afal pi sheyesh lepe'ah shi'ur, hachamim datnu bo shi'ur achat meshishim. Ve'habikurim, bikurim is the first fruits that a person has to bring to the Beit HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, to the Kohen. Rashi, ve'lakachta mereshit kol pri ha'adama, ve'lo ne'emar kama. Right, from the Torah doesn't say how much. The Mefarshim explain over here, yachol la'asot kol sadeh bikurim, which means according to, there's no shiur, not on the downside, not on the upside. He can bring as minimal as he wants, and he can even bring his whole field as bikurim itself. We'll see what the mitzvah of re'ayon is. We'll wait for the Gemara. Ugminut chasadim, doing acts of kindness. So the Tosfot points out, this is talking about gminut chasadim begufo, not with his money, because his money, there is a cap. Person cannot spend more than 20% of his money to tzedakah. However, when it comes to gemut hashtim of gufo, bikur honim, nihom avelim, it's more like that. So there's unlimited. There's no limit from the Torah. En lashi'ur v'talmud Torah. And of course, when it comes to the study of Torah, person has to study, like the Rambam says, at ematai hayav lelmod Torah ad yom moto shene'emar ufen yasur medevabecha kol yemei hayecha v'chol zeman shelo yasuk belimud hu shokheach. That's the Rambam in Hilchot Talmud Torah perek aleph hadakha yud, which means there's no cap or shi'ur on the study of Torah. Amar b'yuchanan kasburim anu lamar ha're'ayon en lo shi'ur, which means when we thought to say that when it says ha're'ayon en lo shi'ur lema'la, which means there is no cap on it, on top, which means you can bring as many korban ola when a person goes up to Yerushalayim and mitzvah le'iyah on the holidays, you can bring as much as you want. Aval yesh lo shi'ur lemata. But we thought that there is a shi'ur lemata, which means minimum ma'a kesef or shtey ma'a shtey kesef, machloket bet shamay bet hillel, that we thought was the shi'ur minat Torah. Until Rabbi Hoshaya b'Rabbi came, b'Rabbi means he was a great rabbi, b'Rabbi means he was the gadol ador, v'limed, and he taught, ha're'ayon en lo shi'ur lo lema'ala ve'lo lemata. There is no cap, not lema'ala, not lemata, which means there's no maximum and there's no minimum when it comes to, from the Torah, that is, how much a person has to spend on the mitzvah of ri'iyah. Aval, however, amru achamim hariya ma'achesef hagiga shtei chesef. The achamim came along and said they put a minimum to it. What's the minimum? Riya ma'achesef. It is a one kesef, right? Aval achamim rashi klomar shiur ma'achesef u'shtei chesef amul b'mishnatenu b'riya b'hagiga medvrei achamimu. Aval amru achamim galtzina. For all those shiurim amid rabbanan, like we said in the Torah, there is no shiur. Comes the Gemara and continues. My re'ayon. What does it mean when it says re'ayon? What is this? If we're just talking about the korban re'iyah, So just would have said Ri'ya. But the Re'ayon implies it's talking about something else. Rashi, Maya Re'ayon, Velotana Ri'ya, Televe Mashma Deme Ola. Which would Mashma, the money that you're paying for the Qurban Ola. The Ilu Ashta Labidami Mashma, Ilu Bimizvat Ri'yat Panim. Re'ayon Mashma is a mitzvah to be seen. Nothing to do with the Qurbanot. So the Gemara says, Maya Re'ayon Rabbi Yohanan Amar Ri'yat Panim Ba'azara. So Rabbi Yohanan explains it, the being seen in the Azara. Rashi, Kama Pa'amim Shu Hafetz. Which says many times on the holiday he wants to come be seen in the Azara, in La Shi'ur. He can come as many times as he wants, and he does not have to bring a Qurban each time that he comes to the Azara. Takish Amar, the Iyad Panim be Qurban. Which means that every time he comes to the Azara, he has to bring a Qurban. So when it says in La Shi'ur, which means every time he comes to the Beit HaMikdash on the holiday, in the Azara, he has to come with a Qurban. That means every single time. So the Gemara says, on the Ikar day of the Regel, which is the first day of the Regel, everybody agrees, Ri'yat Panim Bekorban. Which means, as many times as he comes to the Azara on the first day of the holiday, that she's language, Sarik, Lavi, Korban, I'll call Pam, Bepam. That's no Mahlok in the Bihar of the Shlakish. Ki Perige Bishari Mota Regel. The Mahlok is on Cholam Moed. Kolecha de Atta Ve'aiten. Also, whenever he comes on Cholam Moed and he brings a Korban, Kolaham Alo Perige de Mekabdin and Mineh. Everybody agrees, will accept it. Which means, he has a right to bring it, and there's no problem of baltosif, of bringing an extra korban, which means the korban will be accepted. So what's the issue over here? Ki paligi de'ata velo aite. The ma'alok is if he comes to the Azara during Cholam Moed and he doesn't bring a korban. The Yohanan savar, Iyad panim ba'azara. He says, no, that this Iyad re'ayon means being seen in the Azara. Dechol emat de'ate lo tzarich la'tuyeh. That any time a person comes to the Azara, he does not have to bring a korban. Rishtakish amar, Iyad panim be'korban. Dechol emat de'ate tzarich la'tuyeh. Rishtakish says, every time he comes to the Azara, he actually has to bring a Korban as well. So comes the Gemara and says, Eti Be'er Ishtakish Rabbi Yohanan. So now the Gemara is going to ask some questions against Rabbi Yohanan. So Ishtakish says to Rabbi Yohanan, Velo Yira'u Fanai Rekam. Oh, what do you mean? The Pasuk says that you cannot be seen empty handed, which is matzah every single time that you come up to the Azara, you have to bring a Korban. So how can you say, Rabbi Yohanan, that you only have to, you don't bring. Every single time you come, you have to bring a Qurban. Yeah, let's talk about the first day of the holiday. Ikar Regel is the first day. Comes the Gemara and says, Etibe, Gemara is from another Braita. Against Rabbi Yohanan. Right, the Pasuk says, and you should not come empty handed. Now, with what? Bizbachim ata omer. This is referring to Zivachim. Zivachim means animals that are slaughtered with a knife, as opposed to a bird that the Kohen slaughters with his finger, right, with the nail. That, or mincha. Okay? When it says, Velo yiro panai dekan, the Gemara is being doresh, it has to be with a zevach. That is an animal. So Gemara says, ata omer bizbachim. O'en o'ela be'ofot u'minachot. Maybe you can bring ofot and minachot. How do you know zevachim? Vedinu. So we'll learn a law. Ne'emra hagiga lehidyot. We know the law of Hagigah is brought by the, for the Hijot, which means the person brings the Qurban Hagigah for himself. He eats from it. We know we have to bring Qurban Olat Iyah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Hashem, the Gavoah. Ma Hagigah Murad Lehijot Zivahim, just like the Hagigah that's brought for personal benefit, comes from the Zivahim. Afriya Murad Gavoah Zivahim. So too the Qurban that's written by the Olat Iyah should be a Zivahim. Rashi, Nemra Hagiga Beregel, Lema'achal Hidyot. Okay, that's referring to the personal benefit that a person eats. Nemar Le'iyab Le'gabawa, Te'alo Yeru Panay Dechtiv Mashu Le'tzurki Ani Shoel. But when God says, Ve'lo Yeru Panay Dekam, it's much of the Korban you have to bring is for God. So the Korban you bring for personal use, we know has to be a Zevach. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, Ve'lo Yalin Helev Hagi Ad Boker. Do not leave over the fats of the Korban Hagigah until the morning. Now only Behemot have fats. A bird does not have fats. So we know a Hagigah as must be a zevah. Velo yalin chalev hagi, from the word chalev. And therefore, just like a hagigah must be a zevah, so too olat riyah must be a zevah itself. Uma in zevahin. Right? And what is this? What is it? It's zevahin. Olot. This means first to a korban. Ola. Ata omer olot. O enu ela shilamim. Well, maybe it's zivachim, but maybe the olat, maybe the re'iyah that you have to bring is not ola. Maybe the re'iyah that one has to bring is shilamim. Who told you that it's olat re'iyah? So Gemara says v'dinu. No, I'll prove it to you from v'din again. Ne'emra hagiga le'jot v'ne'emra re'iyah le'gavoa. Right, we have a law, hagiga is brought by the individual, and we know that the korban re'iyah is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma hagiga mura le'jot bera'ui lo. Just like the hagiga is befitting to the person that's bringing it, for him, meaning it's edible. Af re'iyah mura le'gavoa bera'ui lo. So too, the re'iyah that's set to go has to be befitting to God. What's a korban befitting to God? It all goes on the mizbeach. The hagigah is for the person, therefore you eat from it. The iyah is for God, therefore it goes all on the mizbeach. So we're proving, number one, it has to be a zevach. Number two, it has to be an ola. Vechen bedin. And another din will tell you why it's true. Shelo yeh shulchancha maleh v'shulchan rabbecha rekam. That what? Your table shouldn't be full, and the table of your master is going to be empty. Question mark. Now, where's the question from this long braita? The question is actually from the first opening line of the braita. The braita said, "Velo yira'u panai rekam." Right? Etime. Velo yira'u panai rekam. You can't come empty handed. Then the braita went on just to prove, what are we talking? It's talking about an ola, and it's talking about a zevachim, and therefore that's the question. What's the question? It's much every single time you have to bring a korban against the Yohanan. Kabbalah's answer, I'm a little beikar aregel. Kabbalah's answer, beikar aregel. Meaning it's talking about the first day. So the Rav Kiva Ego asks the question, so why is this braita any stronger than the first question? I mean, you basically ask the same question twice. The first question was, oh, v'loy no parai rekam. And the Kabbalah answered, not beikar aregel. The Kabbalah says, oh. For all the proofs, it's got to be zivachim, it's got to be a korban ola. Over bottom line, it's veloyer panai dekam. Give me an answer. Don't be cut. Let's talk about the first day. Why is the braita any stronger than when we said the first question? So the mefarshim over here answer. The Siyah Yitzhak says that it's really the question is coming from the end of this braita, from the statement shelo yehesh shulchanecham male. The Shulchan Rabbecha Rekam. That your table should not be full and the table of your master should be empty. Which means this is a Sevara that since all week long we know there's a mitzvah for a person to bring Shalmei Simcha. Because he has to have meat. Because he has to have meat on the holiday, whatever he's eating. So therefore the Gemara is saying it doesn't make sense. If during the whole course of the holiday you're bringing korbanot for yourself, Shalmei Simcha, so it makes sense every time you come to the Hazara during the holiday, you have to bring one for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, your table is going to be more full than the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question was from that Sevara, Shelo yeh shulchanecha maleh v'shulchan rabbecha rekam, meaning all week long you're bringing Shalmei Simcha. What, and you just bring one? Doesn't make sense. Ela must be the Shtakish is right, that every time you appear in the Azar, you have to bring a Qurban. Oh, so now we have to understand the answer. So what's the answer? Breikar aregel. So the Siyah Yitzhak says that according to the answer, the Yohanan is really saying, listen, we're comparing Hagiga to the Qurban Ola. And really the Hayuv of Qurban Hagiga is really one day. So therefore, you don't have a problem of Shaloshi Yilhay Shulchanecham Alev Shulchan Rabbecha Rekam. Legaveh Hagigah is also on the first day. So the Olat Eiyah is on the first day as well. So therefore, you have no proof. I'll tell you that this Deen V'loy Panay Rekam is talking about Ikar HaRegel, first day, which even Abiy Yohanan agrees. When you come on the first day, as many times as you show up to the Azara, you have to bring a Korban Olah. But past that, you do not have to. So that's the Gemara's understanding. Comes Gemara further and says, Etibe, we have a question. According to Agvat Abach, we have to add the words Lishtakish to the Yohanan. So again, this is a question again.
On the opposite.
No, same direction. Lishtakish to the Yohanan. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh Tegalim Bashanan Istavu Yisrael La'alot Beregel. 3 times a year, Bnei Yisrael were obligated, commanded, that is, to come up to the Regel. B'chag HaMasot, B'chag HaShavuot, B'chag HaSukkot, Ve'en Nid'in Hatzain. Well, the first law of the Braita says that you cannot come up B'Hatzain, in a manner of halfway, in halves. We'll wait for the Gemara to explain what this means. Ended in Hatzain.
Mishum Shneimar Kol Zechunecha. It's called. As you have to go up with everybody. You can't go up in a way of Chatzayin, in the way of Hef. Ve'en nir'in rekanim. Oh. And you cannot be seen empty-handed. Mishum Shneimar Ve'lo yarao panai rekam. Oh, so it's a question according to Rabbi Yohanan. Again, for Zmashma, when it says Ve'en nir'im rekanim, meaning anytime. Here already, it's the time you have to go up for the Degel. It's Mashma, you have to be there the whole week. And therefore, whenever you're going to be seen, has to be seen. You have to be seen with a Qurban.
Why can't we ask the same question we asked on the second Braita, on the third one?
Again, the Gemara is assuming over here that this Braita ended Ibn Karim is not just repeating something that we know already from another Braita. This is telling you Hiddush. Fa'in nir'im nikanim, the point is, ever. Whenever you go. Amar lez, what is Rabbi Hanan's answer? Same answer. Be'ikar ha'negel. So that's basically Rabbi Hanan's answer throughout the Gemara. The only time you have to bring the Korbanot is on Ikar ha'negel, the first day of the holiday. Now we go the other direction. Etibe Rabbi Hanan Shakish. Now Rabbi Hanan goes against the Shakish. Yir'eh yira'eh. That famous derasha. The Torah writes it yira'eh, but we read it yir'eh. So the Gemara says, "Ma ani bechinam, af atem bechinam." Just like when God comes to see us, right? He comes empty-handed. He doesn't bring anything. Bechinam doesn't bring a korban to us. So too atem. When you come to see me, what does God say? Bechinam. Yir'eh yira'eh. When God comes to see us, does he come in anything? No. Bechinam. He doesn't bring anything. So too yira'eh, when you come to be seen, you can come empty-handed. So Rish Lakish, how could you tell me that every single time you have to come, you have to bring something? Adrabah, yira'eh, yira'eh. That our appearance is like God's appearance. When God appears, he doesn't bring anything, so there's times during now that we can appear, and we don't have to bring anything. So I can just take you say, every time you have to appear, you have to bring. This question caused Rabbi Rish Lakish to retract. And therefore, we have to revamp now the shitot. Ela, it's a rejection of opinion. Kolecha de'ata velo aite. If a person comes to the Azara and doesn't bring the kolama lo pelige de'ayil u'mitchaze. Everybody agrees, he can go in, de'ayil, he can go to the Azara, he can be seen, v'nafik can go out. Which means everybody now agrees, you do not have to bring a korban every single time one appears in the Azara. Kipalige, where's the argument? De'ata ve'ayte. The machloket is over is where he came to the Azara and he brought. Rabbi Yochanan damar yad panim ba'azara. When he said that, when he said in Masechet Pe'ah, ve'ayon means being seen in the Azara. The yad panim hu de'en la shi'ur. Ha korban yesh la shi'ur. Oh, the korban itself has a shi'ur. Therefore we don't accept it. V'reshtakish amar, reshtakish says, re'iyad panim bekorban, da'afilu korban nameh endo shi'ur. Which is, reshtakish will say, no, you want to bring more korban, you have the right, but it's not obligatory. So basically, according to the maskana over here of this gemara, according to the reshtakish, you don't have to bring either. You can go during the holiday, and you don't have to bring at all. The question is, if you want to bring. So Rabbi Hanan says, you can't, because there's no room for this korban. Whereas according to the Shlakish, if you want to bring, you can. Now there's a, it seems from the Tosafot, that this is even referring to over here, on the first day. Which is according to the first way of learning this Gemara, we said, on the first day everybody agrees, every time you show up, you got to bring. Tosfot says, according to the Maskana over here, Rabbi Yohanan saying, even on the first day, you only bring once, the first time you show up. After that, even on the first day, you don't have to constantly, you cannot bring any more korbanot. So that's also a fallout from the first opinion. So there's two major differences between what we're just saying now and what we said earlier. First we said, according to the first opinion, Shaki says, you have to bring. Now he's saying, no, it's not mandatory, you can bring. And according to the first Yitra, he said, Rabbi Hanan said he agreed on the first day, no matter how many times you show up, you have to bring a Qurban. Now we're saying, no, that even on the first day, Rabbi Hanan said, you bring one Qurban the first time you show up, and that is it.
Shi'ur means amount of times. It's not referring.
Correct. And the Ayon over here, according to Rabbi Hanan and Shakiz, referring to how many times you can chop the Azara. It's unlimited amount of times. But how many korbanot you bring according to Rabbi Hanan? One. According to the Shlakish, you can bring as many as you want. But even the Shlakish will tell you, you don't have to bring. For that, the Gemara asks the question. Gemara says, Etibet. Gemara brings a question. It's a pasuk in Mishnehoka. Limit your legs from coming to your friend's house, because maybe he's going to be satiated from you and he's going to come to hate you. Simply, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, you know, don't overstay your visit. You're welcome. After a while, the guy's going to get tired of you and he's going to come to hate you. But they're saying over here that Re'acha is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Pasuk is really saying, limit your visitations to the Beit HaMikdash with Korbanot, because God might come to get satiated from you. Also, what do we see over here? That what? Shlomo HaMelech is saying, not every single time you come bring korbanot. You shouldn't bring korbanot. That's a question against the Shlakish. Because the Shlakish is saying, you can't bring a korban every time you show up. Gemara says, no. What type of korban is that referring to? With korbanot of sinners. Korban hatat, korban hasham. In that, no. Shlomo is saying, listen, don't keep on making sins and keep on showing up with another korban. Eventually, Moran's going to be tired of that, so to speak. So, then, but when it comes to korbanot of olatriya, bring as many as you want. That's we're not talking about that. Because Rabbi Levi, the Meketiv, Rabbi Levi brought a contradiction in pesukim. What pesuk says? Right, limit your exposure to the house of your friend. Uchtiv abo betecha be'olot. But another pesuk says, I will come to your house with olot. So it's mashma that is positive to bring many korbanot. Lakashya, kan b'chatot b'shamot, kan b'olot u'shlamim. It depends. When it comes to korban olot, which means a voluntary korbanot, or korban olah, which holds legavo, it's not for sins. Bring as many as you want. Come every day. When it comes to chatot b'shamot, and okar aglecha v'bet ha'acha. Tanya namechem, have a bride to the support of Zoga, okar aglecha v'bet ha'acha, b'chatot b'shamot, I can't do b'daber. It's referring to chatot b'shamot. Ata omer b'chatot b'shamot, or eno ela b'olot u'shlamim. Maybe it's even referring to olot u'shlamim. Kishu omer avo b'techa b'olot, ashalim. When the pasuk says, I will come to your house to bring korban olot and fulfill my vows, hare olot ushtamim amur. We see olot ushtamim already has said, and it's a positive thing. Ha ma'ani mekayim ukarek mechem bet ra'acha ve'atahot v'ashavot ha'katuv medaber. And that is the conclusion of the Gemara. Comes the Gemara and continues the ended in hatsa'in. Now we have to try to explain what that braita meant when it said ended in hatsa'in. You cannot be seen in halves. So Sabah Rav Yosef Lememar Man Di'it Le'asara Banim Lo Liskua Idana Hamisha U'Machar Hamisha. He thought it means like, let's say you have 10 children, right? So you shouldn't bring up 5 of them on the first day to bring the Korban Ola, right? To fulfill the Mitzvah of the Iyah, and then bring 5 of them the next day. That's ended in Hatsa'in. You have 10 children, you got to bring them all up on the first day. Now, for sure, Rashi points out, you didn't have to tell me that if you have 10 children, that all of them have to go up. And ended in Hatsa'in is not coming to tell you that you can't just bring 5 out of the 10. Because the Pasuk says, Zechurecha. Every Zechar has to go up. So for sure, there's no Havamina, all 10 have to appear. So the Hadush of Ended Ibn Hatsa'in, originally Rabbi Yosef thought to men that you're not allowed to split them up. You have 10 kids, you got to bring all on day 1. You can't bring 5 on day 1 for the Qurban, because you do have Teshlumin. If you don't bring it on day 1, so you can't split them up. So the Gemara, but that can't be. Amar Lev Abaye. Abaye says, Peshita. What do you mean? That's Pashut. Hey, minayu mashvit lehu poshim, vehem minayu mashvit lehu zirizim. Which children are you going to make poshim, which means lazy people, and which children are you going to make zealous? Which means those that come on the first day, they're zirizim. Those that come on the second day are poshim. So what do you mean? I need halakha to tell me that they all have to come on day 1? Of course. No, a father's allowed to say, well, you guys are coming tomorrow. You're making them push, you're making them lazy. So for sure, I don't need a douche to tell me you can't split up the kids. I mean, that everybody has to show up on day 1. So the Gemara says, "Ela kra lemay ata." Oh, so what is the pasuk coming to teach me? What is this? Kol zechurecha en ita hatsayim coming to teach me? Lechda harim, like the opinion of harim. The Tanya, harim omrim hamekametz. That's a person that collects dung of the dogs, either for medicinal purposes, and Abam learns, or he's doing it for tanning the leather. That mesaref nechosh, it's somebody that mines copper. That bursi is somebody that works in the tannery. Peturim and Adi'iyah, they're exempt from the mitzvah of Adi'iyah. What's the common denominator between all these people? They smell. Shnei Emar kol zechurecha. Mishia kol la'alotim kol zechurecha. Only people that are able to go up with all the members of Klal Yisrael. Yatzu elu she'en yicholim la'alotim kol zechurecha. They can't go up with everybody. They can only go up but with themselves. And therefore, that's the way Aharim's understanding the derasha of en nir'it la'hatsa'in. That somebody that can only be seen in a small group that cannot be seen because like these guys that smell, so therefore they are exempt. Now that's the way that she understands this Gemara. He does bring another shita from his friends, he says, that they wanted to learn that this has got nothing to do with the derasha of Hatsa'in. The Gemara is bringing a new derasha with Aharim explained what kozekudecha means, nothing to do with Hatsa'in. So that she asked two questions on that. Then what does Hatsa'in mean? The Gemara just leaves us hanging. And secondly, it's not the style of a Gemara to start off Savar of Yosef Lememar. He thought to say this in the interpretation of Hatsa'in, and then when you're answering the real pshat, you forget the derasha of Hatsa'in at all. Meaning normally the derasha would be, he thought to say this is the interpretation, the Gemara says this is indeed the interpretation. So therefore that she says that cannot be truth. Ella, the Gemara is going back on what Hatsa'in means, and we have to explain it means that these people cannot go up with all Klayis, they can only go up partially in groups, and that's Hatsa'in, and therefore they are exempt. It's very interesting to note that Harambam in the laws of Hagigah, when he's talking about those people that are obligated in the mitzvah of Hagigah, or the Iyah, I should say, going up to the Regel, he says, the Mekametz, and the Mesrif Nechoshet, and the Bursi, are Hayav to go up on the Regel. They just have to take a shower, bathe themselves, change their clothes, and go up. So the Kesef Mishneh says, what do you mean? But we have a Gemara over here that says, they're exempt. So the Kesef Mishneh brings two answers down. One answer he says is that, yeah, this is only going like Aharim. Aharim must be a individual opinion. Must be Rabbanan argue. Otherwise, why not say Aharim Omrim? That's a Da'at Yachid. So must be there's somewhere an opinion out there of the Hakamim, which is the majority, that argue in Aharim, and they say even the Mekametz, and even the Bursi, and even the Masif Tarash have to go. So Harambam is going like the opinion that argues against these Aharim. Then he brings on the Mari Kurkus. The Mari Kurkus wants to say like this. No, he's going like Aharim, because that's the only shita we see on the subject. But what? The Hiddush of Aharim is in the state that they're in, they cannot go up. So what do they have to do? Take a shower, take their clothes off, and go up. And the Harambam is posik like Aharim. All Aharim was saying, if they can't shower and they can't clean themselves, that's the only way to end, they're exempt. But look at the Hayla. Make yourself that you don't smell, or to go up with all crisis of Harambam is being forsake like the Braita indeed. And now we go to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, Olot Bamu'ed Ba'ot Min Acholin. Okay, Olot Bamu'ed, that's the Korban Ola that they bring on Chol HaMu'ed, Ba'ot Min Acholin. Now, let's discuss a halakha outside. Any mandatory korban that one has to bring has to come from regular monies, as opposed to bringing it from ma'asir sheni money. Ma'asir sheni money is a person has money that from his ma'asir sheni. Let's say he had piles of wheat, stacks of wheat for ma'asir sheni. What do you do with ma'asir sheni? You got to bring it up to Yerushalayim, eat it in Yerushalayim. Can't take all his money, all his wheat up to Yerushalayim. It's too heavy. So what does he do? He redeems it. He puts the Kiddusha on the money. Now what do you do with this money? You go up to Yerushalayim with the money and you buy food and you eat it in Yerushalayim. So the question is, can I use Ma'asir Sheni money for Korbanot? Well, you can. Okay. So long as those Korbanot are not mandatory Korbanot. But you can't fulfill your mandatory Korban with money that already is earmarked for Ma'asir. I can't take one obligatory money and use it for an obligatory korban. Right. So the Hadush of the Mishnah is Olot Bamu'ed. The Olot that are brought on the Hal is referring to the Olat Re'iyah Ba'ot Min Acholin. They can only come from Hulin money, mean non-sacred monies. Now, the Gemara is going to have to answer a question. What does it mean over here? Olat b'mu'ed. You don't bring the korban olat liyah on chol ha'mu'ed. You bring the olat liyah on the first day of the holiday, on Yom Tov. So this word b'mu'ed needs to be understood why the Mishnah chose to discuss bringing the olat b'mu'ed. Now we agree you do have a makeup if you didn't bring it on the first day. But that would imply, yeah, that the olot that you bring on chol ha'mu'ed, they have to come from holin money. Why? And if I decide to bring the olat on Yom Tov, I can bring it from ma'aser money? So the implication over here is problematic. That would be the Gemara's first question. Vashilamim min ha'ma'asir. Okay? When it comes to the command shilamim, which we're assuming the Gemara is going to say, it's referring to the shalmei simha, not the hagiga. Shalmei simha is really optional. If a person doesn't have meat to supplement the food for the holiday, then he brings shalmei simha. So that can even come from ma'asir money. Okay? So that's the first two alachot. Comes the Gemara and says, Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. Right, the first day of Pesach, meaning Yom Tov Harishon. Bet Shammai Omrim Menacholim. Bet Shammai says that we bring the Korban from Holin money. Bet Hillel Omrim Mena Maaser. And Bet Hillel says we bring it from Maaser. Now they're talking about the Korban Hagigah. The Hagigah that's brought on the first day of Pesach, like every holiday. So Bet Shammai says, bring it from the Holin. And Bet Hillel says, you can even bring it from Ma'asid. Now, the Gemara's question is going to be, first of all, what are you picking Pesach over here? Which means the first day of any holiday, first day of Sukkot also you have a Korban Hagigah. The first day of Shavuot you also have a Korban Hagigah. Why did the Gemara choose the first day of Pesach? That's the first question. And the second question we're going to have to understand is, what does it mean Bet Hillel says you can bring it from Ma'asir? L'chaura, the Hagigah is mandatory. If the Hagigah is mandatory, how could you bring it from Ma'asir Sheni money? We understand Bet Shammai. Bet Shammai has to come from the Holin. So that's a question the Gemara is going to have to analyze as well. Why did it pick Pesach? Yom Tov Rishon. And what does it mean Bet Hillel says you can bring it from Ma'asir money? Seemingly it's Davar Shebechoba. Comes Mishnah continues. Yisrael yutzin yedei chovatam bindarim ubenedabot u'maaser behema. Now, we know the whole holiday, the pasuk says v'samachta b'chagecha. En simcha ela b'basar. That the simcha manifests itself by eating basar. What type of basar? Basar korbanot. And therefore, a person has to make sure that he has the basar of korbanot. Which type of korbanot? Or really any type of korbanot. Not necessarily korbanot that were brought as shalmei simcha. But let's say a person in the course of the year made a neder. I'm making a vow, I want to donate 50 korban shilamims to the Beit HaMikdash. Right? For whatever reason, he made a neder. Now he goes up for the neder, he brings these korbanot. He could use the meat from those korbanot of nedarim or nedabot, donations that he brought, to supplement his meat and use it to eat on the holiday. You don't have to bring it specifically for shalmei simcha. He can use nedarim, nedabot, for that matter, ma'asir behema. What's ma'asir behema? We know the law is, person has a herd, the tenth animal, he has to brand it and bring it up as a korban. He gets to eat from that meat. Mm-hmm. So the chiddush is, he's able to enjoy that meat as well for the regel. Ha-kohanim b'chatot v'ashamot. Kohanim have a little more leverage. In the sense, they're allowed to eat from the korban chatot and the korban asham. People are going to come up on the holiday, right? People have sinned during the course of the year. So many chatot were being brought on the regel. Right, once he's in Yerushalayim, he might as well settle his bills. So he pays the Hatta'ot, Korban, and that's what. But the Kohen can eat from them. So the Kohen can use the meat of Hatat and Asha for his food on the Regel. Uga Bechor, right? Kohen also gets the pieces of the animal, of the Bechor, right? The animal, the Bechor, the firstborn. Uga Hazev Veshok. And for that matter, the Matanot Keuna. He gets the chest of the animal, the Shok is the thigh of the animal, he eats them from all the korbanot. But he's not yotze with ofot and menachot, like we learned earlier. Velo yalin halev hagi, right? It has to be an animal that has halev, and that's not an ofot, and certainly not menachot. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Ela olot b'mu'ed hut ba'ot min ha'holin. You said in the Mishnah, the olot that you bring on chol ha'mu'ed has to come from holin money. Implication. Habi Yom Tov min ha-ma'asir. Well, but if I decide to bring the Olat Riyan Yom Tov like I'm supposed to, then I can bring it from Ma'asir money? That's the implication. Gemara said, that's not so. Amai, davar shemechobahi. Bringing the Olat Riyah is mandatory. Bechol davar shemechobah, eno ba ela min acholin. Now, v'chi tema kamashma do'olot ba'mu'ed ba'ot b'yom tov enam ba'ot. Maybe you'll tell me that's the solution of Mishnah. That the Olat Riyah is not brought on Yom Tov Rishon. It can only be brought on Chol HaMoed. And there's an opinion like that. But that opinion is Bet Shammai. Bet Shammai says, when the Pasuk is telling us that you're allowed to have Ochel Nefesh, the Pasuk says, Lachem. So he's Doresh. Hu lebado yaseh lachem, lachem velo legavoa. Which means you cannot bring Korban Ola on Yom Tov according to Bet Shammai. And maybe that's the solution of the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is telling me that what? Olot habaot b'moed, because they're dafka brought on the moed. They cannot be brought on Yom Tov, alibad debet Shammai. Only problem is that means you're making the Mishnah Bet Shammai. We wouldn't want to do that. So that's the Gemara's question. Keman, kebet Shammai? What do you want to make? The Mishnah like Bet Shammai? Ditnan, Bet Shammai omrim, mivim shilamim. Well, on Yom Tov you can bring Korban shilamim. What's the logic? Because you have achila from it. That's considered ochel nefesh. I eat from that Korban, therefore no problem. Ve'en sumchim alehim. But Bet Shammai says you cannot make simicha, meaning press your hands on the animal on Yom Tov. Why? He says it's Yisur de Rabbanan. You're being mishtamesh bebehema. You're not allowed to use a behema. Leaning on it is considered simicha. It's considered using the animal. So what does Bet Shammai say? Legabe the simicha, make it the day before. He also holds that you don't have to have tekef the simicha shechita. He says you can do the simicha the day before Yom Tov, and then just bring the shelamim on Yom Tov. However, aval lo olot. Olot bechlal you can't bring. Why? Lachem velo legavoa. You can only bring animals that you can have benefit, eat from, but not olot. O betelel omrim, mevi'im shelamim ve'olot. Betelel says, first of all you bring shelamim, and you can even bring olot. Now what's the logic of betelel, why you can bring olot? So we'll see that she, v'somchim alehim, and you can also make simicha. So Bet Halil's lenient on both aspects. Number one, he's lenient legabe olot on Yom Tov, and he's lenient as well legabe simicha. Let's read Rashi. Rashi dibura matchil, aval lo olot. Third wide line, right? That's the shita of Bet Shammai. En mivim klal desfira lehu lebet Shammai lachem. Now Bet Shammai, we should point out, holds you can't bring the Korban Tamid, Olat Tamid, and Korban Musaf, even though it's also the Gavawa. Shizmanam Kavua, Vechot Shizmanam Kavua, Ketiv Behu Bemoado, Vafilu Beshabbat, Vechoshkin Beyom Tov. Then we have another derasha that says Bemoado. So again, Bet Shammai holds you can bring the Olat Tamid on Yom Tov, and you can bring the Olat Tamid and the Musaf on Yom Tov. It's the Gavawa. Derasha Bemoado, anything has a set time. Olat Riyah doesn't have a set time. You can bring it on the first day, you can bring it on the next day as well. Right. So therefore, in that case, Bet Shammai says you have to push it off. V'sumchim alehim. But according to Bet Halel, bring it and make simicha. Next Rashi. Kevan de mutal avian, lo gazu shvut lebatel simichatam.
Bet Shammai wants to come back 2 days. He wants to come back the first day and the second day.
You fulfill the mitzvah of the Iyan the first day, and you come back the next day and you bring the Korban. Comes the Gemara and says, so that's the question. The Gemara's question is like this. You just told me in the Mishnah, Olot Habaot B'Mu'ed. You know what the tradition of the Mishnah is? That the Dafka come on the Mu'ed, Alibad Bet Shammai, because you can't bring it on the Yom Tov, because Olot cannot be brought on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, that's the Mishnah. That's Alibad Bet Shammai. We don't want to make the Mishnah Alibad Bet Shammai. We'd rather make it like Bet Halel. So the Gemara says, well, the only way to do that is Hasurim Mi'asera. You have to say the Mishnah was actually missing some words. And now let's read the new revised edition of the Mishnah. Vaki Ketani. Olot nedarim v'nedavot b'moed ba'ot b'yom tov enam ba'ot. When it comes to nedarim and nedavot, korban ola, that cannot be brought on Yom Tov even according to Bet Halel. Why? Because who told you to bring it on that day? Bring it the next day. There's no obligation to bring them specifically on that day.
Masha'enken olat ri'iyah, the Torah wants you to bring it specifically on the first day. There's a preference of the first day more than any other day. So therefore there's a difference. Olat nedarim b'nedabot, en ken evim b'yom tov, afilu lebetelel. Why bring it that day? Bring it the next day. Masha'enken olat ri'iyah, ve'olat ri'iyah ba'a afilu b'yom tov. And I'll explain to you why. Because what the pasuk says, ve'hagotem oto, that's mashma, the Rashi says, on the first day when you come to celebrate, bring the korban. Good. Ukshehu ba'a. Oh, and when you're bringing it, ena ba'a ela min ha'chulin. Very good. And when you're bringing it on day one, it is only brought from chulin. So right away the Mishnah is adjusted. Olat nedarim v'nedavot b'mo'ed. Olat ri'iya b'yom tov. It's betelil. Ukshem ba'im. Ba'im dafka menachulin. Perfect. Now, v'shames simcha. When it comes to the shames, well, that's a supplemental korban for the holiday. Ba'in af mena ma'asir. That can even come from ma'asir because it's not mandatory. Why is it not mandatory? Because if a person has meat from other korbanot, he doesn't bring the shames simcha. So then we can even use ma'asir shili money for it. V'hagigat yom tov harishon shel Pesach. Oh. When it comes to the Korban Hagiga of the first day of Pesach, Bet Shemai Omrin Menacholin, okay, we understand that, because it's Davar Shebechoma, right? Behagotem Oto. That's nothing to do whether you have meat or not. You have to bring a Korban Hagiga. Ubet Tedel Omrin Mena Maaser. Now, what's the logic of that? So the Gemara is going to explain that it's talking about not that it can come from all Choba monies, but you're able to, I mean, not all Maaser monies. You're able to combine monies. You can take some monies of Ma'asir with monies of Chodin and mix the monies together and buy an animal. So it's not straight Ma'asir money. That was our question. When you can just spend it on Ma'asir money. That's Chobah. The Hagigah of Yom Tov Nishon Shepesah. Eli is going to say, it's talking about a case of Tofel. You know what the word Tofel means? To combine. Meaning you're going to mix the monies. You're going to mix Ma'asir money with Chodin monies. Tanya Nameacher, we have a brighter to support this change we just made in the Mishnah. Olot nedarim v'nedavot b'mo'ed ba'ot. Why? Because even Beit Hillel says there's no reason to bring a korban olah legavoah when you don't have to bring it on Yom Tov. However, b'Yom Tov enam ba'ot ve'olat ri'iya ba'afilu b'Yom Tov. Why? Because there's a preference to bring it on day one. Once there's a preference to bring it on day one, I don't care if it's for gavoah, it's mutar. Ukshehi ba'a. Or we change it to Shehen Ba'in, Enam Ba'in Ela Menacholin. Good, and it can only come from Cholin money because it is an obligation. V'shamei Simcha Ba'in Af Mena Ma'asir. V'Hagigat Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Bet Shemai Omrim Menacholin U'Bet Hillel Omrim Mena Ma'asir. So comes the Gemara and asks, Mai Shina Hagigat Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Why did you pick the first Hagiyah of Pesach? Which means, what about Hagiyah of Sukkot? What about Hagiyah of Shavuot? L'chaura, every holiday you have to bring a Korban Hagiga. Why did you choose to talk about the Hagiyah of the first day of Pesach? You want to give us the answer, Amar Rav Asher, HaKamash Malan, Hagigat Hamisha Asar In, Hagigat Arba Asar Lo. There is a Hagiyah that was born on the first day of Pesach. But there was also a Hagigah that was brought Erev Pesach. What was this Hagigah that was brought Erev Pesach on the 14th? The law says like this, Korban Pesach was also brought on the 14th. But the Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala soba. Has to be eaten on a full stomach. Now let's say you have a big chabura, a big group, that are all joining on one Korban Pesach. There's not going to be enough meat to go around to eat it on a full stomach. Jeez, if you have a few guys on one big animal, they'll eat it and they're going to get full. So they're going to eat the Korban Pesach on a full stomach. But if it's one Korban, a lot of members, so they have to supplement it to fill themselves up first, and then they eat the Korban. So the deen is that we bring a Hagigah on the 14th. The Hagigah was actually like the Sa'udah they would eat during the night of the Seder. And then after they would eat the Hagigah, they were, you know, ala soba, they were full, then they would eat the Korban Pesach. However, that Hagigah is not mandatory. Because, again, if you have a small group,
you don't need it.
So therefore, the Hadush in the Mishnah is like this. Hagigat Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. That's an obligation. La'apukeh Hagigat Erev Pesach.
That's not an obligation. So it's comparing, it's the only Havi that has a Hagigah on the first day, but that is the one the day before. So look at that sheet. Hagigah Yedalad Lo, two lines to the bottom, Kilomar. Lachin Akat Pesach, the Fishiyesh, Erev Pesach, Hagigah, Hayret. Because Erev Pesach doesn't have a Hagigah. Kishayta Haburat Pesach Merubah, when the Hagigah was big, the group is big. Hayu Mivin Emo Hagigah, Kedeshiye Pesach Nechal Ala Soba. Which is the day itself is mandatory. That's to come from holding money. You can even use ma'aser sheni money. So the Gemara concludes, Alma kasamar hagigat arba'asar lav deoraita, which means betelel must hold that what? It's not a deoraita law that you have to bring this hagigah. Which means this law of eating Quran Pesach ala soba, it's a mitzvah, but it's midrabbanan. Because if you tell me it's deoraita, so then already it's a chobah to bring it. It's chobah to bring it, so then you have to bring it from cholin money. The fact that the Mishnah is giving you an implication, you can bring it from ma'aser money, must be it's not a chobah. Oh, I thought it says chobah to eat it ala sova. No, it's a mitzvah midrabbanan to eat it ala sova. So therefore it's not really obligatory to bring the hagigat. You doubt, therefore you can even bring it from Holin money. That's why the Mishnah chose the case of Hagigat Yudalid, or Hagigat first day of Pesach, to compare it to Hagigat of Erev Pesach. Amen.